Jessica Stockholder's J.S. Inventory No. 241 of 1994 proposes a relationship between the sculpture slash painting and its two and three-dimensional surroundings. In this work, a long green string connects the painted couch to the wall. Stockholder explains,
"This piece is related to the Kissing the Wall series, which were some of the first sculptures I made after I graduated from Yale and in the MFA program. Most of my work then, as it is now, is made in relationship to the wall and architecture and takes notice of context and the support that architecture provides the work. If the work isn't framed and it's not on a pedestal, one might ask, how does it become distinct from the environment around it? There's also some humor in how this couch piece is touching the wall in that very slight way."
Stockholder has chosen to have the couch face the wall.
"The couch is facing the wall and it's in relationship to the wall, which is traditionally the site of painting. There is literal and conceptual tension between the wall and the artwork, proposing a kind of dialogue and a dichotomy between itself and its context. And by making it a little difficult to see the painted parts of the couch, attention is called to the activity and the agency of the viewer looking at the piece."
Observe the orange bullseye on the couch from which the string protrudes. This orange color is in dialogue with its complement, the turquoise rectangle to its left. Stockholder says that these colors and the tension that this work proposes between itself and the wall bring to mind a piece made by Anne Hamilton while the artists were classmates in the sculpture program at the Yale School of Art in the mid-1980s. Hamilton's 1985 piece played with these same complementary colors. She set an empty fish tank across from a turquoise couch covered in toothpicks. The turquoise color was the exact complement of a goldfish. Stockholder remembers that when she stood between the couch and the fish tank, in her mind, she saw a goldfish in the tank that wasn't there. Stockholder's experience at the School of Art, with its tradition of regular critiques by professors and visiting artists, helped her develop how she communicates about her work.
"The variety of conversations enabled by graduate school certainly helped me to articulate my interests. My work isn't made of words, and I learn things through the process of making. That said, I also learn a lot by putting the work in the world and sharing it with others, which helps to put words to it. For this reason, the process of discussion and conversation that we call critique helps to further the thinking that is embedded in objects, especially in art objects."
This process of articulation proved to be an important tool for Stockholder when she returned to Yale in 1999 as the first female tenured director of graduate studies in sculpture at the School of Art. When asked what piece of advice she would give to a current MFA student, Stockholder says,
"Hang on to things that really you care about and be articulate about them in your work and with your words.